Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. Employee Training, Plans and Templates, page 6. On the job training programs. Sometimes it is better to learn by doing rather than observing. On-the-job training allows new employees to dive right into their work with copious supervision and support. Instead of shadowing for a while first, employees jump right into the task with guidance. This method can work well if the job duties are easily picked up or the candidate has relevant experience and transferable skills. If there is a notable skills gap, job shadowing or more formalized training may be a better option. While on-the-job training programs do allow employees to start completing tasks more quickly, employers should factor in more time for employees to complete their work. They are likely going to need to pause and ask questions and may need to move through tasks more carefully. Don't expect them to hit normal productivity goals right out of the gate. The first weeks of on-the-job training should be considered a training period and not factored into any performance scores or subject to productivity quotas. Give employees the time and support that they need to lay a strong foundation and lean and learn how to do things the right way. Online training program methods. Online training programs are great for internal training. Online training programs are great for internal training, professional development, and required compliance training. One of the best parts of online training programs is that they can often be completed asynchronously at their own pace. Online training programs also help meet the training needs of remote or hybrid employees. Live online training sessions. Webinars and online sessions are a popular way to host online training sessions. These are similar to traditional instructor-led training. Often instructors or training leaders share their screens and go through a PowerPoint presentation with the group, providing information on the topic of the session. These live sessions are a nice way to make online learning more interactive for remote employees that don't get to engage with their team in person. Hosting the session live also allows time for a Q&A to address any questions or concerns that employees may have. Unlike in-person instructor-led sessions, online sessions can be recorded and easily shared with anyone who was unable to attend. Third-party online training courses. Online courses from third parties can be a practical option for businesses that aren't equipped to provide the training in-house. There are a large number of courses and certification programs available online. Many employers provide their staff with access to tools like LinkedIn Learning to facilitate ongoing employee training and development. LinkedIn Learning can also be a great resource for soft skills training and basic technical training. For more in-depth technical training, it is often worthwhile to explore online certificate programs. Some are even offered by the software vendor. HubSpot offers HubSpot Academy to help marketing and sales staff better utilize its customer relationship management software. Google also offers online certificates for Google Analytics and other Google systems. These are a great add-on to your overall employee training program. Offering subscriptions to Coursera, LinkedIn Learning, HubSpot Academy, or similar online learning platforms is also an effective way to support professional development. Employees can have more freedom to choose what they want to learn, or managers can work with employees to select relevant courses during performance check-ins. Of course, Business Management Daily also offers a number of live interactive webinars and pre-recorded trainings to help you meet your training needs. How to create your own digital training program. If you don't want to shell out for a third-party online training program, or you want to create more individualized training on your company's specific product or policies, consider taking a DIY approach. There are a number of e-learning platforms and learning management systems, LMS, that can help businesses build their own training programs. Smaller businesses that don't have the budget for special training software can also create their own online training through tools that they are already familiar with. A common approach is to record videos. These can be recording from past live training sessions through a service like Zoom. Then create quizzes through Google Forms to test trainees on their information retention and to make sure that they actually watch the video. This is a cheap and easy way to conduct shorter trainings for your product training program, HR policy overview trainings, and other trainings that don't require an interactive component. Choosing the right training delivery method. Choosing between all of these training options can be challenging. The right employee training program will be built around the training needs of the organization and the employees. It is important to understand the different learning styles and keep them in mind while developing your company's employee training program. Some learning styles to consider while building your program are visual, learning by seeing or watching, verbal, learning by reading or writing, auditory, learning by hearing, kinesthetic, learning by doing, social, learning through collaboration and teamwork, solitary, learning independently. These are the learning styles: visual, verbal, auditory, kinesthetic, social, solitary. Accommodating all of these learning styles can be challenging. In most cases, a blended learning model is ideal. Blended training programs incorporate multiple training types and methods to provide a more comprehensive experience to trainees. Consider combining online and in-person components, such as having employees complete an online course or orientation before jumping into job shadowing. If you hire remote staff, combine live group virtual calls with individualized asynchronous coursework to allow for both social and solitary learning. Find the mix that best meets your employees' needs. Also, be sure to collect post-training surveys to solicit feedback from trainees to identify any gaps in the training. Employee training plan templates. Three training plan examples. Offering a strong employee onboarding process as well as ongoing training can help improve employee performance and retention. Employees that are given opportunities to learn new skills, train for leadership roles, and explore new professional interests are more likely to stay with the company. They can also grow into more valuable assets for your business. Developing an employee training plan is a great way to streamline and organize your employee development initiatives. However, it can be hard to know where to start. To make the process easier, consider using an employee training plan template. Here, we've outlined a couple of employee training templates and examples. Why you need an employee training plan. Employee training plans detail how employee training programs will be conducted. They help organizations keep the training process organized by making it clear what training activities will be completed, who will be responsible for each step of the training process, and how the effectiveness of the training will be measured. They're also a great tool for ensuring that all training activities and outcomes are documented. Documenting training activities can be helpful for performance management. It allows managers to better understand gaps in employees' skills and keep track of what has been done to address any of those gaps or weak areas thus far. In some cases, employee training plans can also be used as performance improvement plans. Documentation is also useful for tracking required training and continuing education. What to include in an employee training plan? Regardless of what type of training plan you are creating or which template you choose, there are a few key pieces of information that you should always include. Training materials required. You will want to consider the first one, training. You will want to consider what materials will be required for the training activities. This can also include technical requirements. For example, if you are creating a sales training plan, you'll need to make sure that everyone participating has login information and access to the company's CRM system and other sales tools that will be utilized. So the first one is training materials required. Second one, training method. There are many different types of employee training. A good employee training plan often combines multiple training types and delivery methods to provide a well-rounded learning experience. The third one, intended audience. In many cases, organizations need to have multiple versions of their employee training programs to address the needs of different audiences. The third one, timeline. Estimate how long the training plan will take to complete. Some training plans, such as new hire training plans or performance improvement plans, can have longer timelines, such as 3 or 6 months. Training, the fifth one, training leaders or supervisors, who will be in charge of carrying out the training. This can be the person leading the training session or course. However, many training activities are structured as more of an independent study or online self-paced learning. In this case, it is still a good idea to designate a person or department that will act as the point person for questions that may come up throughout the training. You can also list any other relevant stakeholders who will be supporting or overseeing the process. The number six, learning objectives. What do you want learners to take away from the training activity? List the new skills or core competencies you hope to have employees develop through the training program. The seven, success metrics. What do you hope to achieve with this training plan, and how will you measure it? In addition to considering the above items, you may also want to spend some time identifying the training needs and employee team or overall employee population. A training needs assessment can help organizations create an employee training plan based on the team or employees' job duties and any current skill gaps. These skill gaps can be identified in performance reviews or self-assessment. Then you can build your training plan around the individual employees' needs. General employee training plan template. Here is an example of a basic employee training plan template. This training plan template can be adapted to a wide range of training initiatives, including onboarding training, performance improvement planning, leadership development training, and more. A blank general employee training plan template. So like, for example, employee name, job title, department manager, training program start date, training purpose. So you have your training activity, delivery method, training manager, timeline, desired outcome. Additional notes, success metrics, example of a completed employee training plan template. You can see it below here. Employee name, David Smith. Job title, customer service rep. Department, customer support. Manager, Thomas Belden. Training program start date, 6/5/22. Training purpose, to prepare the employee for a leadership role. Then at the bottom in the table, training activity, problem solving for leaders, delivery method, group training session, training manager, regional manager, timeline, 4-week training course to be completed by 7/15/22, learning objectives, practice problem solving and complete exercises that mimic common leadership scenarios that require problem solving or decision making. The other course, training activity, communication skills for managers, delivery, group training session, training manager, customer support manager, timeline, 8-week training course to be completed by 9/38/22. Learning objectives, develop the skills necessary to communicate with a team in a leadership capacity. Implicit training, for example, another course, implicit bias training, delivery method, third-party e-learning training course, training manager, independent study, question directed to HR manager, timeline, 1-hour training to be completed by 7/30/22. Learning objectives, learn what implicit bias is and the role it can play in workplace decisions. Understand how to identify and manage your own implicit biases. The training, the other course, sexual harassment training for managers, delivery method, e-learning training course, training manager, human resources team, timeline, 2-hour training to be completed by 6/30/22. Training objectives, understand the types of sexual harassment and how to identify and prevent them in the workplace. Additional notes, not applicable. Success metrics, demonstrate proficiency in communication and problem solving. Earn certificates of completion in both online courses with a satisfactory score. New hire training plan template. The general employee training plan template above can be used for new hires. However, many organizations spread their onboarding process and training objectives out across the first 90 days, often also considered the probationary period, and prefer a training plan format that separates the goals out by different milestones. The new employee training plan template below is also a great way to not only keep the training process organized, but also to facilitate conversations during various employee check-ins. Many businesses have check-ins schedules at the 30-day, 60-day, and 90-day marks to check in with employees on their training progress and see how they are adapting to their new teams and roles. Blank new hire training plan template. So you have employee name, job title, department manager, start date, first week, training topic /task. Then you have training method. Then you have trainer, materials needed, expected completion date, status, and comments. This is so you have first 3 days, comment, first 60 days, comments, then first 90 days, comment, completion date. Employee of a completed new hire training plan, plan template. Here you have a completed template. Allahu Akbar. Employee name, John Smith. Job title, sales development rep. Department sales, manager Joseph Turner. Start date, 8/1/22. First week, so first training topic slash task, HR training, training method, in-person one-on-one, trainer, HR manager, materials needed, onboarding forms, login for payroll system, expected completion date, 8/2/22, status completed. The other one is you have product overview, then you have training method videos, trainer, self-paced videos provided by product team, materials needed, training videos, expected completion, 8/3/22, status completed. Then you have live product demo, another course or task, company policy training, sales department orientation, CRM training, and it goes like that. Then you have 30 days, you have 60 days, and you have 90 days. Employee training plan evaluation template. Employee training plan evaluation template. It's also a good idea to conduct some post-training feedback from employees to understand how the training program can be improved next time. This can also help you find out if any additional training opportunities are required after completion of the initial plan. Every employee has different learning styles and training needs, so even if the training program was well designed and reasonably paced, some employees may still need additional training or resources. These are examples of some questions that may be helpful to ask after training. Of course, due to the wide variety of training purposes and formats, you'll want to adjust the list of the list to fit the training that the employee or team received. Employee training plan feedback survey example: trainee name, training date, training activity, training measure. So these are the questions. You have about 20 questions here. First one: How would you rate your overall training experience on a scale of 1 to 5? 2, that's number 1. 2, how would you rate your trainer? 3, were the learning objectives clearly defined? 4, did your trainer seem knowledgeable about the topic that they were teaching? 5, was the trainer able to answer all of your questions? 6, did you find the training course content engaging? 7, do you feel that the pace of the training was appropriate? What would you like to have spent more time on? 8, did this training make you feel better prepared for your current or future role? 9, did you have ample opportunities to practice the skills that you were learning? 10, which of the training delivery methods did you prefer? Independent learning, group sessions, one-on-one sessions, etc. 11, did you feel supported throughout the training process? 12, were there any training activities that were confusing or hard to follow? 13, did you feel that the training was relevant to your needs? 14, for virtual training activities, did you experience any challenges with the virtual call quality or the technical systems utilized? 15, did you find the training activities interactive enough? 16, was the format of the e-learning courses easy to navigate? 17, would you recommend this training to a coworker? 18, were you provided with all of the training materials that you needed to complete the training activities? 19, is there anything that you feel you need additional training on? 20, do you have any suggestions for how future training? Do you have any suggestions for how future training could be improved? These are very important questions that you need to keep in mind for feedback after giving the training. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Praise be to Allah. This is Dr. Khalid Ibrahim Dosiri from Dammam, Saudi Arabia. Take care, everyone. Salam.